simple. It doesn't need prayer. Now, if you think you know how to pray, go and pray in the times of dry season. Oh God, I put a cassava stem. Oh yeah, grow. You will die in place of prayer. The principle is when rain comes, that's the only time it germinates. So if you begin to understand God in this perspective, things are going to change. I'm telling you. Let's thank Him again. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you because you are fighting my battles. Thank you because I'm getting result in my labor. Thank you because my breakthrough has come. Thank you because I'm receiving more than enough. Thank you because I'm walking in glory. Thank you because my situation is turning around for good. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Shada bala 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 ya. Rabba baga do zede de gala bala baga do se. Leko subana na na masotele beyanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And so shall it be. Amen. We receive by faith that we shall not be rejected, but we shall be exalted in the congregation of the people in Jesus' name. Amen. You and I will shine. Amen. It's time to shine. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's celebrate the Lord Jesus and have our seat. God bless you. Let's open our Bible to 1 Kings chapter 3. First Kings chapter number 3. Thank you, Jesus. Are we there? First Kings chapter 3. I'll read from verse 1. And Solomon made affinity with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall of Jerusalem round about. Only the people sacrificed in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed burnt offering, burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Note that 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar, because it's the high place. It's a great high place. Emphasis is mine. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast shown me unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of the heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made my servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Verse 9. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great people? And beseech, and the speech pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, but riches, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, I will lengthen thy days. Verse 15, which is my last verse to read on this. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Say good amen.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
A faith-based amen.
Amen.
An expectant amen.
Amen.
A mercy throne mission amen.
Amen.
I want to speak tonight on what I title the mystery of sacrifice. The mystery of sacrifice. On the first of this month, the church embarked on a fast, which we are finishing next week Sunday. Next week Sunday. We have a few days to go, maybe 5 days now or four. Today is 18th. Are you sure? Okay. If today is 17th, then we have 4 days to go. And for those who are eating all this while, congratulations. We started before your own eye, and we are about to round up the fasting in 4 days' time. Of course, God is not a respecter of any man. Those who fast are going to get the result. It's not a curse. God is not a respecter of any man. So, yeah, it's a sacrifice for us to go into a fast. But there's a misery which I need to talk about tonight, so that if we get the understanding of this misery, it won't be a struggle for us to pay more sacrifice in the nearest future. And I pray you begin to have outstanding result for your labor in the name of Jesus. Sacrifice, in its literal definition, is anything given or done that is not palatable or convenient, but willfully offered. Sacrifice is, in a literal meaning, is anything not convenient or palatable, but it is willfully offered. In other words, it may not be convenient. If it is not willfully offered, it is not a sacrifice. If it is offered willfully and it is convenient, it is not a sacrifice. Sacrifice is anything given or done that is not palatable or convenient, but willfully offered, is what sacrifice is. In other words, if I feel like eating by 9 a.m., but because I just have to, I know it is, I need to be obedient to the instruction, and then I go ahead and fast, it's a sacrifice. It's not palatable. It's not convenient. But I don't murmur. I don't complain and say, why are they making us to fast? I don't have time for fasting. Jesus has fasted all the fast. Yes, I know that.
So when it becomes, these two factors must be in place. I need you to get it clear, so that you won't say, oh, but I've been giving all this while, I've been sacrificing all this while. Check it. When you are giving, when you are doing whatever you say you are doing, was it palatable or not? Was it convenient or not? When you did it, was it willfully? Was it not by compulsion? Or by, the Bible says, God delight in the giving of his people. He said, not of necessity. Aha, I like that word. So is it not that what we were doing, that we tag sacrifice in our own eye, is of necessity? And like we say, come to church. If I didn't come now, he's going to call us. Necessity. And because if I didn't go to church, nobody's going to play the drums. That's necessity. That's not sacrifice. It becomes a sacrifice when you trek from your house to church. Not convenient. And there's something about God, sir. He will never allow you to suffer in vain. A man of God said, if you know where I've... Okay, thank you. That, another example. Let me not even talk about that one. You heard Prophet Falola say here in the meeting. He has given out cars as young as he is. He said he has trekked from here, you know, from Oshogbo to Orio-Kiede. If you have ever been there, you know what you are talking about. That journey should not last him, it will last him nothing less than 4 or 5 hours. Just to pray. But today, glory be to God, he is giving out cars. God will not, when it is sacrifice, I want to assure you, result is bound to come. Every sacrifice that you have done or given, I pray and I decree and I declare today that by the mercy of the Lord, you will get results in the name of Jesus. You will get a result in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will get a result in the name of Jesus. Amen. You will get a result in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every sacrifice offered, you will get a result in the name of Jesus. Amen. From the beginning, we saw that God himself introduced sacrifice as a means of redeeming. Adam and Eve fell into sin, and immediately God killed a lamb and used the skin of that lamb to cover their shame. Sacrifice. Sacrifice. Sacrifice redeems soul. Sacrifice, he sacrificed a whole life to cover somebody's shame. He sacrificed the whole land of Egypt to bless his people, Israel. He sacrificed Jesus to save us and prepares for eternity. Without sacrifice, there cannot be any elevation. When Abraham got to that mount and made attempt to slew his own child, God said, I swear by myself. So sacrifice attracts God into actions. So my question today is, in your journey with God, have you been sacrificing, or you are just doing what you had to do because of necessity?
Remember the definition. When it is palatable, it's not sacrifice. When it is convenient, it's not sacrifice. When it is not willfully done, murmuring and complaining is behind, it's not sacrifice. So you must check your actions per time. I'm in church now. Why? Because I have to come. Necessity? Or I'm in church because I'm going to be called. And I say, why are you not in church? I don't have transport fare. You don't want to sacrifice. Yeah, this is the last money we have in this house to eat. But because we need to do this for God, that's sacrifice. David said, I will not appear before God and it will cost me nothing. So there had to be a cost for David to appear before God. Somebody praise the Lord. I won't stay too long, so. Why is sacrifice a mystery that even God cannot resist it? Why is sacrifice a mystery that even God cannot resist it? In 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 20, 2 Kings chapter 3 and verse 20. 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 20 to 27. The Bible says, and it came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. The Lord will confuse your enemies today in the name of Jesus. They saw on the other side as blood, and they said, this is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they have smitten one another. Now therefore Moab, let therefore Moab to the spoil. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites even in their country. And they beat down the cities and every good piece of the land, cast every man in stone and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of the water and felled all the good trees. Only in Kirhal Haseth left they the stones thereof. Howbeit the slingers went about it and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew sword and break through even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was a great indignation against Israel, and they depart from him and return to their own land. He went with 700 battle men. The Bible said he could not pierce their means. He couldn't go through. You can have all the skill you have in life. You can have all the knowledge. You can have all the power. If you struggle to have breakthrough on a particular matter, it's time to change your system. Change the strategy. It's not working. Qualification is not working here. It's not about grammar. It's about sacrifice. Today, me, you are seeing standing before you today, I'm a product of sacrifice. I paid my price in the past. The moment you see that things are not working the way you want them to work, please stop. Stop doing the same thing and expect different results. Change your strategy. Even God abandoned his own people because he saw the sacrifice. And I'm going to show you the misery why God must respond to every sacrifice. He gave them victory. They were saying, look at what he did. It was a sunset like this, but it was recorded that it was a sunrise in their day. It was recorded that it was a sunrise in their day, so it was early morning. So they saw the other side of the sun, and it appeared like a blur to them. God even used just a mirage to even give the children of Israel victory. What was not real, an illusion. God created an illusion of blood for them, and the people entered their trap, and the Israelites killed them. But when the man did everything, raised all the battlemen, professionals who can wear the armor, who knows how to fight, warriors from their childhood, they couldn't win the battle. Then the man changed the strategy. Tell somebody beside you, change the strategy. There are days, every papers you have, first degree, second degree, third degree, will work nothing. Change it. Change strategy. If your prayers are not opening heaven, include sacrifice. If your act refuses to bring forth fruit, change the strategy. Because there have never been a time that sacrifice are not shaking the hand of God. Abraham did it on that mountain. God said, I swear by myself. Sacrifice. Noah made a sacrifice before the Lord, and God said, because you did this, I'm making a covenant. I will never destroy the world with water again. Can you see the pattern? People have made commit God into doing things he didn't plan to do, or even he doesn't want to do. They commit him by sacrifice. And I'll tell you the reason now. And God will, he can't look back. This man slew his own son against the people of God. And God said, I can't resist it. It's a sacrifice. Anyone who can sacrifice gets my attention. There are millions of people in Israel. God was watching a man slewing, offering 1, 2, 10, 100, 500, 600, 700. He got 1,000. God said, yes, you have done what the whole entire nation has never done altogether. I need to visit you. Oga, Kilode, what's happening? Your sacrifice is too much. Blood all over the place. What do you want? He said, just wisdom, sir. You have done more than enough. And God said, because of this, God gave him an open check. Sacrifice gives you privilege in the presence of the Lord. I'm asking you today, everything you have been doing so far, is it of compulsion or of necessity? Or it is actually sacrifice? Once it is not in sacrifice category, you are doing it for yourself. It will bring no result. Change your strategy. It's not working. What will make a person like me to stand before you and brag in the name of the Lord that I can never suffer again till I die? I know what is behind. It's a personal talk between me and God. God, I know if God will not bless what I have done, the ones I have done, he should return the worth of my labor. It's enough for me to eat until I go to heaven. Change the plan. Change the strategy. It's not working. If it is
if it is not palatable and not convenient, is it willful? If it is willful, is it palatable? Because it has to balance. If it is palatable and willful, it is not sacrifice. If it is not convenient and not willful, it is not sacrifice. Until it is not convenient. That is why if you have 10,000 naira in your pocket and you come to church and you drop 500 naira for offering, it's not sacrifice. You have done what pleases him. It's not sacrifice. It's not sacrifice. Sacrifice is you are thinking you don't even know what to eat for that week. You come to church and you drop 5,000 naira out of your 10. That's sacrifice. Because you don't even know what is waiting for you tomorrow. Sacrifice is what makes you commit into something. I know we need 200,000 naira. I don't know where to get the money from, but I'm vowing. I'm going to give 200 naira, 200,000 towards this matter. And then you are doing everything to get the money. That's sacrifice. And you know one thing is, when Peter told Jesus, he said, we've left everything, we have followed you. What's our result? He said, you are going to get 100-fold. He didn't say two. He didn't say double. 100-fold of what you give. And then you are going to reign with me in heaven. How much of sacrifice? You and I, some of us are even struggling with pain of tithe. Even the necessity you can't pay. How much more people will give 90% and hold on to the one? I don't pay 10%. I pay more than 10%. The necessity is 10. When I got my job, I was paying about 20% of my salary to the church. And I was also hiring buses to carry people to church out of my own money. That's sacrifice, sir. You know what God did? Even when I had nothing, he had to provide a good job. Because he saw my heart that I'm desperate. I trek from here to Oshogbo for midweek service. Midweek, not special program. Midweek service. And I was there in the church before anybody. My legs were hurting. I got there. And that day, if you see the anointing of God over my life, the power of the Lord came. I was prophesying like water. Because God saw my labor. I have 150 naira in my pocket. If it is of necessity, I will call somebody. Go and take care of the waiting list. 5 hours. Elisha to Oshogbo is 5 hours. The days I trek from Oshogbo to Bongo, 5 hours, 30 minutes. Twice in a week. Until these things make sense to you, you will get God's attention. Let me tell you something. Necessity does not call God's attention. It is only sacrifice that gets his attention. Where are you living that you cannot come to church? No money. When you are consistent, God, you see, God look at the consistency. Maybe you will stop. Is he doing it because he's trying to get something, or is doing it because he just wants to sacrifice for me? When God is watching you, when you do it, it looks like he's not seeing you. You do it. One day he'll just come and say, Oga, now I can see you are really doing this thing because you love me. And whoever loved me, even though Solomon didn't ask for riches, he gave him. The key is sacrifice. There are days I travel and I print banner and flyer for programs in this church. I didn't even drop money at home for my wife to eat. Sacrifice! There are days your body is saying, don't fast. You are tired. You are weak. Don't pray. You can't do this. You can't study. You can't. The body is telling you a whole lot of things. You are saying, shut up. Shut up. I must pay it. This is the necessary price. Without pain, there can't be gain. Without cross, there can't be crown. Without story, there can't be glory. So God could not resist. Why is sacrifice a misery that even God cannot resist? Number one, sacrifice is life for life. Let me explain that part. Sacrifice is life for life. Let me bring it close to you. Do you know that the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 3 or 2, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 23. It said, do not eat the blood, because the blood has life in it. The blood is the life. So when you eat an animal, that's why we cook. We cook the meat, the cow, the chicken, the turkey. We have to cook it in order to make sure that the blood is taken away completely, because we must not eat the blood. When we eat the blood, we have eaten the life. What God is telling you there is, every ram, every goat, every bird you slew, the moment you kill that thing, you allow the blood to go out, the life has returned to where it belongs. But if you eat the blood, he's saying there is life in the blood. The life of that animal is in the blood. So don't eat the blood. You get what I'm saying now? So anytime you sacrifice, and it is not palatable, it is not convenient, maybe it drains your energy. Maybe it took what's supposed to have give you nutrients. Whenever it is sacrificed, it has burned some certain amount of blood in you. And because it has burned some certain amount of blood in you, that is a life given to God for the sake of what you are asking for. And then God said, I can't resist this. Anytime you give out your conveniency for the sake of God, it is a means of burning some portion of blood in you. And when that blood burns, you have offered a life. It is a life, because there's life in your blood. So any drop of blood that dry because of your love for God is a sacrifice, and that gets God's attention into you. Let me show you something. When people go to the mountain and fast for 40 days, their blood begin to dry, a dry to a point that if what they are doing is not for selfish reason, God respond to them, and then their prophetic become fire when they go back home with miracles and signs and wonders. You know why? It's not the fasting per se, it's not the request per se, but they have paid the price of life, life for life. They've given life for their life. They've given life for their life. I'm asking you tonight, what life are you giving? You want everything at your disposal. You can't get God's attention. Pray from today to next tomorrow. It changes nothing. So when God saw the blood of that prince against his people, somebody paid life. God understood that mathematics, because Jesus' life was given in ransom for us. So that man has given his son for a ransom to buy the battle. Didn't you hear when Jephthah said, Lord, now that they have restored me back home, I want to go to fight the battle. Anybody that meets me on the way shall be a sacrifice. God said, you are winning the battle already. Don't even talk again. See, men who have walked with God in dimensions, they are men of sacrifice. They do things that are not palatable. They come to church, they drop the car key and trek home. And people, where is your car? Son. They pack all out the document of their house and give to God. Why will you do that? Just leave it. And God respond.
Bishop Waleke said they have some acres of land, and they were discussing some issues, and then he perceived in his spirit that they should sell the land. And he didn't know that the maybe four plots that they wanted to build their house on, also the wife is thinking about it. So when it was time to give, Bishop Waleke came out to sell the acres of land they have somewhere, and the wife also came out. So he was looking at her. Okay? So, what happened? Kill a vessel. So at the end of the day, they make the vow. Let me tell you, I have sown that acre of land that we have. Those acres, I have given it for the work. You are saying, hey, no problem. I just sold the four plots we have, want to build our house. And there was no quarrel. There was no fight. Because they both learned to live a sacrificial life. I was reading something about Papa Benson Idahosa of blessed memory. He said he was on a bike one day and a car hit him. And he had 10 bones broken. His bone broke in 10 places. So he got to the hospital and the doctor said, is this not Idahosa, the miracle worker? He said, yes. He said, your bones are broken. He said, no, his bone is not broken. And he said, I know you have started the Bible again. I say your bone is broken. He said, no, the Bible says his bones are not broken. And he said, but what are you looking for? He said, I come for you to touch me. He said, you the miracle worker. He also said, touch me, God will touch me. By tomorrow I will leave. The man said, look at you. You are going to spend 4 months here. And people began to gush from church to come and say, hey, Papa is in the hospital. Bye-bye. Then the man said, where is bedroom here? Is there any bathroom? After they put all the cement all over his body, he said, where's the bathroom here? So he entered the bathroom, removed the hospital clothes, removed all the gadgets they put on him, snake out, got a taxi, carried his Bible to church because they have evening service. And you say such a man will not walk in dimension of power. The people were queue outside the hospital waiting for to hear what the report they are bringing out. Then he said, Papa is preaching in the church already. Oh, Papa is preaching. And everybody rushed down back to church. From today, the grace to get God's attention is coming upon you. Amen. Your tithe is 10,000 naira because you earn 100. Sacrifice is not when you calculate your offering for that month is 2,000 naira. That's not sacrifice. Hey, I'm just giving what you like. No sacrifice. Maybe you don't understand that your offering must be bigger than your tithe. You have not been taught before. Because offering is sacrifice. Tithe is a commandment. But we do otherwise today. We give 10% of our salary, but we give the lowest change in our hand for offering. That's the result you are going to get. That's not a sacrifice. It is sacrifice when you have 10 meat in your pot, and then you know you are supposed to eat 2 or 3. You gather the ones you are supposed to eat, take it to those who don't have to eat, and then you eat without meat, and God will see that and honor you. That's sacrifice. You have 10 pairs of shoe, you give up 8, you have 2 left. That's sacrifice. You wanted to do house projects, no, until we build our church first. Every cement I want to buy for that our house, we put it in the church first. Let's build the house of the Lord. And God said, huh? So you can build a house for me and leave your own? Then I will change your plan. I wanted to give you 2-bedroom flat before. It's time for you to have an estate. Sacrifice is bigger than tithe. If you don't know, I'm announcing to you. Because I don't know the tithe Solomon was paying to kill 1,000 cow in order to sacrifice unto the Lord. That's not tithe. Tithe are never ever bigger than offering. It is the wrong teachings
that we have put in our hair that made us think that tithe are bigger. Isaac is better than the 10% that Abraham paid to Melchizedek. Isaac is only begotten son. There's a misery. Blood for blood. Didn't you read in your Bible in Exodus chapter 14 that he said, if I see the blood, I will pass you by? So, because anytime the angel of destruction comes to the pillar of their house, he sees that blood, he knows that a life has been given for that person that is inside the house. It is illegal for him to take another life, because the blood he seen on that pillar is the blood of a lamb that they killed. So, anytime you sacrifice to God, it is an indication that you are giving a life for what you desire. I'm asking you today, how desperate do you want that thing you are asking God for? It's time to change the plan. Sacrifice on the altar for him, and then you see how things begin to work. From today, you will begin to have results. In the name of Jesus. I remember when we gave back to Grace, I was looking for money for naming ceremony. And our naming ceremony was Wednesday, and I had to travel on Thursday morning. So I was very rich. I already booked the flight. So if I couldn't wait for the end of the naming, they just gave the naming. I couldn't attend to people. They took me to Lagos straight, because my flight was very early in the morning. So I didn't have money for the naming. And I remember the naming was Wednesday. I remember Monday night / Tuesday morning, my mom was at home. She invited me in the middle of the night. And they say, I'm a very shy name. I'm a single girl. And my mom brought out 2,000. And I said, even if it is biscuit, at least buy to give to people. And that Tuesday morning, I had 20,000 naira with me. Listen, you can't get God's attention with prayer. I'm teaching you deep things. So a brother in our church also gave birth to a baby on Friday. So our own naming was Wednesday. His own naming is Friday. And I know that he's going through difficult times. So I called him. I said, I want you to help me buy something. He said, okay, towards the naming. I said, don't worry. Yeah, naming. Just send me your account. So I wired the 20,000 to his account for his own naming ceremony. You know what I did? I went to church and I look at all the, I said, why is this roof, this ceiling dirty like this? So I went to get Omo and water, and I was cleaning. You know, when I was cleaning, I was there without announcing to nobody for help. I had an alert, pam pam. I said, let me check. Drop the clothes. It was somebody who sent me money from Abuja, unsolicited. So I said, thank you, Lord. Shall I continue? Ask the people who are at the naming ceremony. The meat were like this. Once the fruit in your hand is not enough to feed you, convert it to a seed. How much is your sacrifice on the altar that will command God's attention? How much is your sacrifice on this altar, Mercy Throne Mission? How much is your sacrifice in the life of your prophet? Because anytime you sacrifice, it is life. You have paid the price. Even God cannot resist it. Go and read your Bible. The house that Solomon built for God didn't attract God. Did you notice? Because He built it in convenience. The material was supplied by his father. So God didn't say nothing about that. You build the house, good for you. Because it is inconveniency. So that's not the sacrifice. But the one that he did, not because his father gave him, God responded to it. David already got God's attention in the previous verse. Because David was the one who planned and supplied all the material. And God entered into a covenant with David because of his sacrifice.
When the mystery of sacrifice is willingness, when there is willingness, that it is not of compulsion or of necessity, God responds. It's a mystery.
You can give everything you have. If there's no willingness there, it's not a sacrifice.
Then, the season.
I can also bring the season, I can bring the word season there as the conveniency or not conveniency. Also, the season when you give is a season when things are tough and hard. The widow gave all, and Jesus said, no, you deserve mercy. Other people are giving, but they are giving out of a good season. You are giving at your worst season, and he paid attention to it. Sacrifice is what you need. He said don't die in vain repetition like the Pharisees. God does not answer your prayer because of the multitude of speech. Sacrifice on the altar and see what will happen.
So in Exodus chapter 12 verse 13, he said, if I see the blood, I'll pass you by.
It's time to recommit your ways to the Lord. Excuses never brought anything good out of the Bible. Adam gave excuse, he got cursed. Joseph left his own problem and he was attending to other people's in the prison, and he gave him breakthrough. God is not interested in excuses. He's looking for a man. He said, ye shall seek me, ye shall find me. He didn't say, I will respond because you seek me. He said, I will respond when you diligently seek me. Let's rise on our feet. Until you understand that this God is a God of sacrifice. He's a God of sacrifice. He gave Jesus to redeem you and I. We also need to give to get his attention.
The offering of grain and wheat and flour are counted as less offering compared to the ones that are of blood, because they cost life. Every sacrifice that takes blood has cost life. And anything you pay the price of life for, is bound by the spiritual legalism to produce result. I was just studying this passage this morning. I said, mystery of sacrifice. If you can sacrifice, even demon recognize you. Even God cannot resist you. Just make sure it is in sacrifice. Why? It is not palatable, it is not convenient, and it is willingly. It is willfully. I want you to pray that the grace to sacrifice from this day and so on. you don't have money, sacrifice. If you have money, sacrifice. The more sacrifice you send to heaven, when God smelled the aroma, he said, present yourself as a living sacrifice. Die daily for God. Present yourself as a living sacrifice for me. That is to say, don't live too comfortable for yourself. Die for me. Paul said, I die daily. I give myself. He said, I give myself away. It's not just song. It's about, Lord, everything is for you now. Take my time. Take my money. Take my energy. I want to make sure that things are done. Offer deep things on the sacrifice, on the altar. Once your life becomes a living sacrifice to God, He responds to you every time. Because God cannot resist sweet smelling savor. Lord, I ask for grace to be able to sacrifice. When you pray on a particular prayer point and nothing is happening, sacrifice for that prayer point. When you try to open a door and it's not opening, sacrifice for that door. It will open. No door can resist blood. A life for a life. Didn't you hear what Job said? A life for a life. Eyes for an eyes. Tooth for a tooth. Pain for passage. You pay it, it opens. It opens. You think people are going to redemption camp for joke? The man will walk 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers every morning. You think he's burning blood. He's sacrificing. In Duncan Williams Church, they pray 24 hours. People are praying. Burning blood. Sacrifice is burning of blood. And whatever you pay, the highest price you can pay for anything in the kingdom is to offer blood. Pay sacrifice. Lord, give me grace that I may offer. You are still struggling with tithe. Some people are paying 90% of their income. They hold on to 1%, and God is still expanding them. Their 1% is dangerous. God is enlarging them, because God will not be fair to take their 90 and let them suffer with 1%. So He had to expand the income to the point where their 1% is enough to prosper in life. It's time for sacrifice, brethren. Change the strategy. We are fasting now, and the fasting we end on Sunday. Change your strategy. What is it that is needful? Pay your price, for the blood is the greatest sacrifice. Grace to pay the price. Grace for sacrifice. Grace to do it willingly. Grace to do what is needful. Let us pray, Lord, give unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, from this day and so, help me to sacrifice where it is needful. My time, my energy, my material. Oh Lord, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace to sacrifice. To sacrifice according to your standard. And your name be glorified. Jesus' name we pray. I pray for everyone today that grace for sacrifice come upon your life. You shall begin to have open doors in the name of Jesus. Things are turning around for your good in Jesus' name. I decree that every door that has been shut against your life is opening now. Now, 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 now. In the name of Jesus, your heaven is opening. And things are turning around for your good. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.